Chapter 5, The Four Drivers of Motivation. People always behave in order to get a need met. Now, you know, sadly, we hire people for what they know, but we always have to end up releasing them for who they are. Isn't that true? Think about somebody that you've had to release maybe in the last year or so. Was it typically because of their skill, or was it a character issue? And typically, isn't that true? So I know that when I'm interviewing people, and part of my job as I work with organizations is they bring me in for some high-level interviews, and if I'm looking at their resume and they're sitting in front of me, I know they have the skills to do the job, but the real question is can this person succeed inside of that culture? Because an organization or organizational's culture is their collective values and beliefs. It's like how they think and behave as a group. And so actions are always a reflection of the culture. And an organization's behavior always follows its beliefs. So I ask myself, does this person really carry the same beliefs as the rest of the team? And that's what you want to find out. As you're interviewing people and talking with people is, can this person fit inside of the culture? See, because challenges with people usually boil down to two conflicts. It's either an expectations conflict or a values conflict. And so everybody does things not to hurt you. Now listen, I know people do things and it does hurt you, but really people do things to get their needs met. And that helps me stay out of my own personal trauma because people do things and they behave a certain way. And sometimes I choose to be mad and angry and frustrated. But to help me step out of my own drama, I step back and ask myself, okay, what kind of need is this person trying to get met? Because people tend to behave in order to get needs met. And many times, drama behavior is a tragic, and that's the key word, tragic expression of an unmet need. They go into drama, they go into blame victim because they have this unmet need. The problem is they don't even know what that need is. So a great coaching question when people are in drama is simply, hey, what do you need? What do you need? Now, when you get this answer, the goal is not to be codependent and try to meet everybody's needs. That's not what I'm saying. But there are three questions that you have to answer when creating culture. It's first, what do you need from me? Second, this is what I need from you. And third, how will we handle conflict? See, culture is typically a needs negotiation. Not that I have to meet all of your needs, but I at least have to know what they are. And then we need to have a needs negotiation conversation. I have needs from you. You have needs from me. Let's have a conversation, a logical conversation, and let's get these needs out on the table and then negotiate through. So don't go to codependent when you find out what people need, because it's not your job to meet their needs. It's their job to get their needs met in a healthy way. And most people go into drama is a tragic expression of an unmet need. So here are sort of the four behaviors and the constraints that send them into drama. Okay, these sort of four needs is that some people are very straightforward and direct. You know, you got team members that if they have an opinion, you're going to know it. They don't hold back. Sometimes these team members want to be in charge of something. Listen, even if it's just a coffee pot. And so you want to give these people clear areas of clear responsibility where they have freedom to control the events. And, you know, if they don't get this need met in a healthy way, they might try to control or manipulate people. They might become dictatorial and autocratic in their decision-making. So some people, they want to be they have a need of being forward and direct, but that's not everybody. Other people, they have this need for respect and recognition. They're completely opposite. They value respect and recognition. They want to connect on a personal level. In order to feel a part of a team, they tend to be specialists, that they see projects through to completion. And this overextended need for approval can really make this person go overboard trying to be a people pleaser. And we got team members that I've talked to that, boy, they're kind of a people pleaser. They're not as direct as they need to be, and they're kind of afraid of other people's reaction. And so not having a process for navigating changing environments can cause them to go into a sort of victim thinking. And so you want to know with people like this is you want to give them a slower time before you initiate change, kind of warm them up to it. It's not everybody because you also have team members that have a high need for change and variety. You know, there are certain people on your team, they love change, variety. They always have multiple projects and they love a fast-paced environment. They want to connect with new people and influence others. And you don't want to box these people in with detail work. They need freedom to create new possibilities. And when it's overextended, though, this becomes a constraint. They tend to get bored easily and they don't follow through as well as others. And, you know, they're not trying to frustrate you by bouncing from project to project. They simply have a need for a variety. And if it's not being met in a healthy way, it becomes a deterrent. See, they're being driven by this need. And then you have other people that they have a need for details and accuracy. I mean, certainty is a driver that some people possess. They love the details and value accuracy. I mean, they're willing to do the research to ensure the success. But when this strength is overextended, it can cause them to slow projects down. Their fear of being wrong causes them to stop moving forward. If the need for certainty isn't met in a healthy way, they can become critical and perfectionistic. Get it right, okay? This is a live recording, so you're getting it all, okay? And so understanding that people's core drivers, it really helps you have clear expectations of others. And so listen, meaning is never found in words, but it's always found inside of people. And so understanding that there's four different needs, and I ask myself, okay, what need are they trying to get met? So asking yourself, can this person fit inside of this culture? Now, you have certain people in your team, just name them. You have certain people that are forward and direct, respect and recognition, change and variety, details and organization. And then simply take your team members and think through, what can you do today to honor that other person's style? What can you do today to honor that they're different and sort of use that strength of maybe change and variety to be a value to the organization? And you want to continue to use people how they're best suited and they're best gifted and bring out the best in them. So we're going to move on now to chapter six, what's driving your team. Thanks for being with me. We're almost done. You're doing a great job.